It's rare for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to give interviews to Western media, but this week he spoke to the French newspaper Le Figaro in Damascus. Assad repeated his denial that his government used chemical weapons. He wouldn't even confirm that his regime has chemical weapons, and he blamed terrorists for spreading lies. The interview was conducted by Le Figaro's Middle East correspondent Georges Malbruno, who told me, to his surprise, the interview did not take place at the presidential palace.
We were in a house, in a forest, on a hill, nearby the presidential palace. Nice house. It was not surrounded by huge security. That's the main important thing. And I think they wanted to show the world that he is not living in a bunker like Saddam Hussein or Muammar Gaddafi.
So you're saying he was not surrounded by a whole lot of security?
Absolutely not. I could have bring a pistol. Nobody would have, I don't know, but they didn't check my body. They didn't check anything.
No magnetometer, no sweep, nothing like that?
No. I didn't pass through any check security.
Your interview was on Monday, so it was very soon after President Obama said he was going to go to Congress for approval of any military strikes.
Yes.
What did Assad say about that and about the United States' role?
But I asked him about that, and he said Barack Obama is a weak leader because he's facing a lot of pressures, and if he was a strong leader, strong leaders are leaders who are telling the truth, saying that we have to go back to the United Nations and not to take a unilateral decision, etc. I didn't find him very convincing on this issue.
You also asked him about the amount of territory that he does not control in Syria. What did he tell you about that?
He told me, I think, an interesting thing I heard before in Syria, that in fact they are not really interested to regain all the territories they lost. But he told me that there's no territory that where the army was expelled where they can't come back. I told him, what do you suggest? What do you have as a plan to solve the crisis? Tell us your ideas in order to stop the bloodshed. I asked him, would you be ready to invite all the opposition members in Damascus to provide them security guarantee? And you sit around the table and you talk. He said, this proposal at the beginning could have been done, but now we are facing a terrorist. According to him, 80 or 90% of the rebels belong to Al-Qaeda, so no way to negotiate, to talk to them. We have to liquidate these terrorists. So there's no political settlement for him except to crush the opposition, which is a dark scenario.
You asked him, I believe, whether he would be willing to fight to the death.
Yes. He told me, yes, I am like the regular Syrian. There's no option. I mean, we are all in the same boat, and I will fight until we win. He wants to fight until he wins.
Georges Malbruno, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Georges Malbruno is Middle East correspondent for the French newspaper Le Figaro. We were talking about his interview this week with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Damascus.